there's no, these are four people, two men and two women. It's not the sort of polygamous relationship, polygamous marriages that existed in other societies and still exist in some societies today. And let's say they're all consenting adults, highly educated. They're all lawyers. What would be the ground under the logic of the decision you would like us to hand down in this case? What would be the logic of denying them the same right?
Number one, I assume the states would rush in and say that when you're talking about multiple people joining into a relationship, that that is not the same thing that we've had in marriage, which is on the mutual support and consent of two people. Setting that aside, even assuming it is within the fundamental right.
Well, I don't know what kind of a distinction that is, because a marriage between two people of the same sex is not something that we have had before. Recognizing that is a substantial break, maybe it's a good one. So this is no why is that a greater break?
The question is one of, again, assuming it's within the fundamental right, the question then becomes one of justification. And I assume that the states would come in and they would say that there are concerns about consent and coercion. If there's a divorce from the second wife, does that mean the fourth wife has access to the child of the second wife? There are issues around who is it that makes the medical decisions, you know, in the time of crisis. I assume there'd be lots of family disruption issues, setting aside issues of coercion and consent and so on, that just don't apply here where we're talking about two consenting adults who want to make that mutual commitment for as long as they shall be. And